So speaking of North Korea, I had this dream with Randall Park in it.
Who?
The guy who played Kim Jong-un on The Interview.
I actually tried.
I had this dream that I went with my family on vacation.
To North Korea?
No, to like this lake resort.
In North Korea?
No.
Okay.
Like probably in upstate New York.
Okay.
Upstate Virginia.
Yeah, somewhere like that. And all of a sudden I met Randall Park.
In a park.
But he like worked there, but he was still Randall Park. And he and I just like became best buddies.
Is this a summer job that he has?
I haven't seen him in too many movies.
I'm
not sure, but the point of my telling you this story is that the plot of my dream was exactly like Dirty Dancing. Except there was no dancing.
And it's not dirty. So it actually
there was no dancing, no abortion, and no statutory rape. And no Patrick Swayze.
Right, because
he's
legal age, so what you did to him didn't count as rape.
I'm legal age.
Well, I know you are. I'm just saying.
In my dream, Randall Park is Patrick Swayze and I'm Jennifer Grey.
Okay.
All right, so in Dirty Dancing, Jennifer Grey was supposed to be like 17.
But that wouldn't necessarily be statutory, would it? Depending on what state you're in.
That's true.
Because state of Alabama, 15, you're clear.
They weren't in Alabama. They were in New York.
Right, where it's probably like, oh, if she's 17, that's, you know, most judges are going to go, that's close enough.
Podcasting 101.
I heard on an NPR show you are never supposed to talk about dreams. It's boring conversation. Yeah, podcasting 101.
I like the episode of Steven Universe where they used telling each other their dreams to put the other ones back to sleep because they're so boring. Dreams are always just crazy, and that's why they're so boring to listen to. So why don't you tell me your dreams so I can go to sleep? She got like three lines out, and Steven's like,
"That's great."
Welcome back to Mouthy Broadcast, everybody. At long last,
we're back.
We return triumphantly.
What the fans have been asking for all these months.
Don't call it a comeback.
Come, you said come.
Dad, too.
You come on her back.
Superman, ho!
Yeah,
I just saw some kids in that room over there playing the dance game on the whatever it is, the Xbox that has the motion sensor.
Is that the X-Bone?
Yeah, the X-Bone with the motion sensor, and they were doing the Superman Soldier Boy. I was like, oh god,
Superman, oh yeah, good times. So yeah, I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
We're at Intervention Con 2015.
Intervention 6.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Sounds like sex.
It is in German. That's a fact. So, yeah, and we're actually back at the scene of the crime of where we had this podcast, like, what was it, like 3 years ago?
It was 3 years ago.
We recorded like a fucking 4-hour podcast.
It never was released.
For good reason.
It could not be cleaned up.
Sometimes shit just needs to stay in the can.
It's just beyond repair.
Fucking
it would have been really good. It was, for a little background, it was Jenny, her boyfriend Ben, myself, my ex-boyfriend Alfredo, formerly of Torres versus Zombies, and we would take a break, and every time we came back we called the show by a different name. We were calling it like the Mouthy Doctors versus Zombies.
Yes.
The
Torres versus Doctors.
Yeah.
Playing Torres, playing zombies.
Yeah, we had all kinds of names. It was really fun. We were having a great time. And then it went off the rails when another congoer decided to interject himself right in the middle of the podcast.
He was very intoxicated.
Extremely intoxicated. He walked out through the glass doors onto the patio right next to the area.
I thought he was going
to
just tumble down the steps.
And I think he did. He just fell over a couple times. And security was like, hey, let's get you to your room. And he's like, all right, I got to get home. The guy was that wasted and did not have a hotel room here.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Oh. We've been having fun this year, though.
Yeah.
Not quite that drunk yet. That is tradition at this con, though.
We're on the way. We got these fabulous gin and tonics.
Yeah, this is some magical bullshit that you made up here. Like, it's okay. So it's cucumber and basil muddled with gin and simple syrup.
No simple syrup.
You didn't use it?
I didn't even use it. It's just tonic.
It's really good. It's really good. It's kind of like a weird mojito sort of a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going back for some more of this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was really fun muddling it with that butt plug that I brought.
was it called? The citrus reamer.
Citrus reamer.
So you stick it into the citrus's butthole and ream it.
The funny part is, when I told Jenny I was going to buy a muddler and bring it up, and I couldn't find a muddler, but I found
you called it a butt plug, I think.
I said it's like one of those juicer things that looks like a butt plug, is how I described it. And it's, you know, it's got a handle, and then it has a ridge. It has ridges that are made to...
Ruffles has ridges.
Scrape out the inside ream, if you will, the citrus pulp. And I didn't even know it was called a citrus reamer till I opened up the package and was like, look, it says ream. So
we're drinking, but
we mixed our martinis. Drinks with that. And
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's good though.
Oh, we got some people coming by.
People.
We'll see if we can
listen to.
Yeah.
Don't let them hear us. It's not your show. You got dicks.
When people see you with a microphone, they kind of like to gather around and
I know.
Say, what are these broads doing?
We're sitting here behind the TARDIS, and like whenever people walk by, we can just like surprise them, attack them.
That's right.
With our words.
Right. I know. When my voice dropped down lower, I thought it reminded me. So real quick, I've got huge news.
Oh.
Other than the con, I've got huge news, everybody.
Tell us.
I have finished school. I have completely finished working on my bachelor's degree. I am done. And as my internship project, I needed an internship credit in order to graduate. I had the opportunity to create screen capture training videos to teach the software that we use at work. And I made these videos and... was really careful in editing and producing them. So Jenny may have a little assistant soon.
You're my bitch now.
Editing minion. But what I wanted to tell you guys, you know, I made these for work. I've got them up on YouTube. And
right.
I show a couple people at work the links. And I don't know how to take it. The first guy who said it
the
to
bug.
Me.
Oh.
It might be the only way. I don't know. I am on my period.
Oh my God, me too. Oh my God.
Well, this guy I work with, he's in his 60s. He usually treats me like I'm his daughter, like in a very, very respectful and very protective way. And he has no idea because he's in his 60s. He's quite clueless when it comes to anything on the computer. So I gave him the link to the video and he, you know, watched about 15 minutes of it. And then he came into my office and he goes, "Damn, Izzo, I never realized you got a great voice." And I was like, you hear me talk every day.
Did he say it that creepy?
He did say it just that creepy, but it didn't even register with me what he was telling me. And I just said, "But Ronnie, you hear me talk all the time. Do you not listen when I speak?" He's like, No, it's just, you really do have quite a voice."
So he just like listened to your video like with his pants off.
Maybe. And then I said to another guy, one who's closer to my own age and one who I'm a lot closer to, I asked him, I mentioned to him, you know, the creepy comment that Ronnie made. And he goes, "Well, Lauren, I got to tell you. Yeah, I listened to that video too. And you really do have a sexy voice." I don't know where this is coming from because they never said it to my face. Apparently, I don't have a sexy voice when I'm speaking normally, but when I'm recording something robotically and instructionally.
Like you just like you pitch down or something like that and they're just like.
I'll give you an example, okay?
Yeah, do it. Do it. Say something sexy.
To begin entering your hardware, click on the hardware tab and enter the product number. Wait for the items to populate in the list and select the appropriate item. Press Control A to add your line. To add the hardware item to the list. I mean, that's honestly, that's pretty much how it sounds. So I do. My voice does change a little bit from my natural speaking voice, but it's not. I don't even.
It's not
think
like
it,
you're doing phone sex voice
no,
or something.
No, it's not like, you know.
You're going to drive Ben crazy over
hardware,
here.
Press tab.
Press it harder.
Hold down on the right mouse button right there. I think so. I have to do a couple of edits, and I might just do that the next time.
Oh, my God, do it. And then just don't even, like, say anything. Just wait for them to, like, react.
Hardware.
And if they don't say anything after, like, a couple of days, then just, like, you'll be like, did you see my latest video? I put a lot of hard work into that
the
one.
The best thing is that, like, we have, in the hardware industry, there are a lot of options you can add to codes. Like, a lot of items can receive sex bolts.
I don't even know what that is.
Wow. It means there's two little bolts, and one has a male end and one has a female end, and they screw through a door into each other. That's literally what it
means. So it's a glory hole.
But they, no. It's a two-part piece with a male and female end.
I mean, what if two males want to screw? Or two females?
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, goddammit.
All right, you know, we need to take a break.
Are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then we'll begin.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor.
Each week, we and our guests have an uncensored discussion about an episode of the hit BBC series Doctor Who, starting with the 2005 reboot.
Occasionally, we'll cross the time streams and talk about one of the classic episodes.
We like to have a little bit of fun with it. We're not super serious about anything, especially Doctor Who.
We take a lighthearted look at Doctor Who because we love the show, and so do you. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm not wearing underwear. How about you?
No.
That's our show.
Yeah, baby. So join us at PlayingDoctorPodcast.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter.
Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS thing.
What the hell's an RSS thing?
We have one site.
Yeah, yeah. We ready?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely ready.
Yeah, I have two stories. Two period stories, basically. And we were asked not to have any blood sacrifice on this table, but...
Too late.
Too late, yeah. It was 1 month ago. Gotta set the stage here. Thought that I had passed my heaviest day of the period. Put in the tampon. 2 hours later, I'm at storytelling. And usually I have backups upon backups, everything else. But I'm like, I just put the tampon in. 2 hours later, I go to the bathroom and it's just like the fucking floodgates had opened and it was done.
I know exactly what you're talking. I know the scene
entire
you're
period in one day, in that 2 hour span. And I had nothing. And the best part was at this particular storytelling event, they opened with period jokes, like all kinds of maxi pad and tampon jokes, and I'm like, you curse me somehow. I just know it. Like you did some telekinesis on my freaking uterus squeezed it out.
What happened is your uterus heard the jokes, heard you laughing at the jokes, and said, "Oh, you think that's funny, bitch? I'm gonna bring the pain. Who's laughing now?" It's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's exactly something that my body would do to me, because it's like, fuck you. Ruin your life whenever I can. So, which leads me to today, when on the way to Intervention Con, I said, oh, you know, I don't think I need to bring anything with me. I'm good. It's been less than a month. I should, you know, I've got a few days at least. Well, if I thought about it, the last time was at storytelling. They do it every month, and this weekend is storytelling. So somewhere in my head, I should have said, no, it's this weekend. So
you're in a hotel room alone with your boyfriend. Of course you have your period.
Right.
This is what happens.
And I didn't bring anything with me. So I walk my happy ass down to CVS first thing this morning, right after breakfast, and not having enough coffee and the whole fucking nine yards. And I'm like, just buying like every fucking product.
It's like supermarket sweep in the period aisle.
Yeah. I mean, like I was buying like all the, exactly, like just grab and just push everything into, because I'm like, I don't know. They didn't have like the stuff that I normally buy. So I was like, fuck it. I'll just get
to try
this,
a bunch
this.
Of different things to see what's comparable.
Right. And not only that, but I'm buying like the homeopathic pills that are supposed to help relieve pain and cramps and stuff, and the aspirin, and just all this, the cranberry juice, like everything possible that says like I should be in a tent hiding from bears right now because that's how they did it in the old days and that's what I'd like to go back to. So I bring all this stuff up and I set it on the counter. I think the only thing I didn't get was like dark chocolate, because that's, you know,
it's too cliched.
Right. No, that's just way too much for me. So I throw all this shit down on the counter and, you know, she's like ringing it up and I'm just like, I'm in no fucking mood. She's like, you have a CVS card? And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I have it registered because I never fucking do. And she's like, well, we can try your phone number. Okay, put it in. She didn't say anything. And I was like, oh, wait, did you ring up a couple of Monster coffee drinks? I got like a couple cans of Monster energy drink, the coffee stuff.
Yeah.
And she just looks at me and I was like, she's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, Monster energy drinks, did you ring them up? And she's like, she's just giving me the shittiest look. All that I rang up is right here on the counter. And I was like, all you had to do was say no. And I was like, I'll be right back, because I had set some stuff down, you know, and like forgot it on the shelf or something.
Right.
I come back and grab it. And she's just like, I'm like, you know what?
Look at what I'm buying.
You think
Help
I'm in any
me.
Fucking mood for your bullshit right
Help
now?
Help me out right now. Don't make it any worse. Right. Jeez. I'm obviously hemorrhaging here. Okay. I just bought 18 packs of pads.
I think I just looked at her at some point and I was like, I just asked you a question. I'm going to take that as a no, that you didn't ring that up. And she's like, well, I just, you know, it's just right here. And I was like, I just didn't see if you put anything in the bag or not. And she's like, no, I hadn't put anything in the bag yet. And I was like, a simple no would have sufficed. And that's when I was like, I'm going to go get shit. And then she's like trying to play light and have small talk with me. And I'm like, I just said, yeah. Fuck yeah. And then I got to walk a half a mile back to the hotel and I'm just like, and I'm like, Facebook. I'm going to talk about this on Facebook. Angrily angrily talking about this on Facebook on my way back.
I did joke earlier that I was on my period. That was a lie.
You not fucking lied to our audience.
I lied to the audience.
Oh my God.
Was I even on mic then? I don't know.
I don't know. You still lied to the audience. I don't know how, but you did.
It happened. There were people standing here when I said it, so I lied to them. They deserved it, though.
They don't count. They're not here anymore.
Well, I just finished my period.
That's close enough.
I packed all my shit.
Right?
And Christian saw me doing it, because what had happened, I had them in like a small bag in my purse, and somehow that bag tore open. And it was one of those like embarrassing moments last night. I was like going for my wallet in the grocery store, and like,
oh my God.
Tampons flew out
like
of my
period
purse.
Shrapnel goes everywhere.
Perfect description. Period shrapnel. Men were falling and shielding their eyes.
Oh my God, the humanity.
Oh. Tampons, no! I'm in!
Oh. I've got a Tampax in my leg from 1942.
Anyway, I was organizing that stack of feminine product into one compact bag and then putting it into my suitcase, and Christian saw me do that, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to acknowledge it, because he needs to understand women have periods and there's nothing wrong mm-hmm. with it. It's normal. He's going to have to deal with it.
And you don't have to run the London Marathon without a tampon in to prove this to him.
So I said, you know what, Christian, let me tell you something. Just because you see a woman carrying around pads and tampons doesn't mean she's on her period. And he's like, okay, Mom, I don't want to hear this. I said, no, I'm telling you, you're going to see girls in school, like maybe one of them drops a tampon, and, you know, don't make fun of her. Doesn't mean anything bad. I said, we have to carry it around because you never know when it's going to happen. You just go to the bathroom and there it is. And he's like, don't you know what day of the month? Don't you know, like, don't you have a calendar? And I'm like,
yeah,
bitch. Like, what the fuck do you know? Do you know how often you're going to have a wet dream? I did not say that to my son, but I probably should have. But I just told him, I said, you know what? Everybody is different.
Yeah.
You know what? Not everybody has one every 28 days. Not everybody has one on the regular basis. You know, I told him, especially when I was younger, I never had a clue when it was coming. I told him, and I said, every time I went away on vacation, we'd go somewhere, I'd get my period the first day we were gone and have to, send my dad to the grocery store to buy shit for me, because and that never worked out well. So, yeah. So anyway, I try to educate my son, you know, those billboards like teach your boys to respect women, teach your boys to understand periods.
So teach him early, like how teach to shop early. for tampons and pads for like his girlfriend or
teach
wife.
Teach him early
or whatever.
The difference between a pad and a tampon. Okay, and I don't ever want him to be like my ex-husband who says, "I don't know what kind of shit you stuck up your butt once a month." No, it's not my butt. It's my vagina. I bleed from my vagina once a month. You fucking
do not
moron.
Know fucking anatomy, you idiot.
No, he didn't. That's why I never had an orgasm with him. But we don't need it.
Wow. Burn!
Anyway, but teach them the difference between a tampon and a pad. Maybe tell them one time what the wings are for. Like when guys hear the commercials with Playtex with wings, do they know what that means?
It plays Paul McCartney songs.
It does not play Paul McCartney songs.
It doesn't play Paul McCartney songs. It doesn't fly. It's not bird-like. Do you know what it's for? I want to ask Ben a question. Do you know what it's for?
Well, Bill knows what it's for. I got to have something to grab onto when I'm down there. Get it out of the way. Or my Red Wings back in 76.
Uncle Bill, everybody.
Hey, you ladies came into my stomping grounds now.
Yeah,
this
we're here
DC
at Intervention,
area.
And it's chock full of celebrities such as former President Bill Clinton.
Well, see, I'm just checking out the area again, make sure all the clubs are still open. Now that Hill's coming back to town. And
do you know where all the good room parties are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're right here, aren't
right
they?
Right here.
Right here.
Wherever Uncle Bill is where the party is.
That third floor?
Third floor, what?
I just saw a butt plug in Jenny's room.
I was wondering,
citrus reamer.
I was wondering where I left that. She did mention she was on her period, so it's got to be something.
Wow. Thanks for visiting the show, Uncle Bill.
It's good to be here. I'll see you ladies around. I got more parties hit tonight.
Yeah.
But anyway, I do know what the wings are
Ben,
for.
Ben is Ben, back. Ben knows. Ready?
Ben knows what the wings are for.
Okay.
Yes. Because I, you know, live and let die. Okay, so aren't they for like they grasp onto your undergarments
yes.
so they don't slide around and do the things?
Yes.
Okay.
That's part of it.
And right. it also helps to protect the sides.
It's side coverage.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you get like
okay,
full,
this,
full
this
coverage.
Is basic. I mean, I work in hardware. I, you know, I would be able
hardware.
To I'd be able to look at one of these things and say, okay, this goes into this and this goes to that. It's you
wait,
fit
wait,
it together.
Wait. Hardware has periods.
No,
I'm confused.
But I can assemble equipment.
Oh, okay.
This is not rocket surgery.
Human engineering. It's not vagina surgery.
Exactly. That's what you're trying to avoid, I would think.
I think so.
Point the wings in the right direction. That's a whole other conversation.
No, but seriously, though, have you ever like got the sticky side out a little bit too much and it like
oh
sticks
God,
onto
horrible.
You and then you're like, you know, it's like ripping the Band-Aid off.
It's awful.
So, I mean, and I'm assuming if you don't have, you know, we have manscaping. I don't know what you guys call it, but
we don't have any
shaving or around the edges there. And, I mean, does that ever like catch on a hair or something and just like pluck it out?
It's more the skin that hurts.
The
it's
skin
not
thing?
Sticky enough.
Yeah.
It's not like duct tape.
Okay. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't mess with these things.
I know. I appreciate you asking the question.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's like masking tape.
Okay.
So if you've ever, you know, it doesn't like rip out your hair.
Okay.
But it hurts the skin like hell.
Okay.
Especially.
Yeah.
Especially
I would
inner labia.
Well, I'm not.
It's very sensitive.
I'm not shoving it up in there. I'm, you know.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Just clarifying.
But you joke about having a tampon in your leg from 42. Is actually more historically accurate than you would think.
This actually happened.
They used to plug up bullet holes.
They were actually designed to stop the bleeding for the bullet holes in World War I. And then they went, you know, my wife is really bitchy right now. I'd love to shove it. And it just happened to have a dual purpose.
Well, that's why. Do you remember the OB commercials like in the early 90s?
Yeah.
The tampon you're wearing right now was designed by a man. To get longer as it fills. A woman, a doctor, designed OB.
Because we prefer
expands
the girthier.
To fit your shape. By the way, I hate OB tampons.
No, I love them. That's why I was pissed at CVS. They didn't have them.
I don't like, I hate that feeling when you pull it out and it's like, it's like reverse fucking.
So you would rather the ones that get longer when they swell as opposed to the ones that get wider when they swell.
Yeah, I use Tampax. I'm a Tampax girl.
No, I can't
say that. Didn't we have this discussion about like Marvel versus DC?
Oh,
which
we
if
did.
You use Tampax or Playtex or OB.
I can't remember which one it was that Deb
said. I forget. Deb told us.
Like Marvel is Tampax and Playtex is DC. And I was like, what's OB? And she came up with something else, like some random
IDW?
He probably. I don't
think it was
know.
IDW. Yeah.
Some random
wait,
thing.
Wait, now, which one was Marvel?
I don't even remember. I've already forgotten.
Because Marvel would be.
I think Marvel. I remember she used the pad brand and the tampon brand when she said it.
Oh, that's right.
Because I know that I use always pads and Tampax tampons. And what she said was reversed. Like she said, like always Playtex equals Marvel and Maxi Tampax equals DC.
Yeah. I don't remember. That was one time. I don't have the internets right now. So Yeah. Fuck it. I'm not looking it up anyway.
Yeah, no, it would be way too far down in our stream to find
That's
it anyway.
Too much work. Too much work. Yeah, so she made the comparison. She can call us. But fucking Deb, call us and tell us how wrong we are about the things that we said about what you said.
This would imply that she listens to the show.
She does.
Because isn't she the one always bitching about you guys only having two listeners or something?
I think so.
And it could be three if she would bother.
It could be three.
If she would bother
Deb
to turn
listens.
On her iTunes.
That does. She
yeah.
Listens.
Oh, if she'd listen, she'd let me on her show. It's taken me 3 years to get on this show.
What the fuck, man? Like, if you want to be on the storytelling, just apply for it and do it.
I don't know.
You can do it.
It's really complicated.
You can do it.
No.
It's just a form. You fill it out.
See,
tell me more live.org.
I didn't even know there was a form.
Have you been to the website?
Not lately.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Then you have no right to complain.
I haven't been to my website. Last time I logged into my website, it was like you got 15 WordPress updates and some Chinese company owned
I'm sorry,
playing
is this
Doctor
the Ben
now.
Show?
It is.
Yeah.
Any show Ben comes to, Ben makes it
comes.
His. I had to lighten the mood in case there was that one random dude listening to the show and he's like, what? Oh my
We're
God.
We're going to have to cut that a little shorter, I'm sure.
There's blood everywhere. It's like
no, she never said that.
It's like a CSI crime scene up in here.
What the she heck? Might have said it if it was butt stuff.
If it was a citrus reamer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut it shorter.
Cut it shorter.
Yeah. That is what she said.
Let's take a quick break so we can ring buttholes. Citrus.
Stick a orange up my ass.
come up with our own description for the one that we mentioned. So, and it's actually kind of good if the last segment is kind of shorter. So,
a Gallifrey podcaster. It's when you grab your partner's dick like this.
I'm assuming you mean like the mic, right? Yeah.
The Gallifrey podcaster is when you grab your partner's dick with both hands and hold it like a mic and say, "Good morning, Citadel."
So when you finish, do you just drop the mic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more.
No more.
No more.
So we got a new game on Mouthy Broadcast.
We like games.
Yeah.
So maybe we should describe how this came about, because like there should be some background to this, just a little bit. So because we're at dinner and we're talking about like all these random foods that they had on the menu.
I ordered the chili crusted nachos.
Chili crusted beef nachos.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so chili crusted beef nachos. That's really important.
Because it sounds like beef curtains.
Yeah. Or like having some crusty beef curtains and my nachos. It's really gross. That's like grosser than a blue waffle image.
That sounds like you had some kind of spooge like dried up in your coos and then it just chipped off. And
like you're unshaven and it's all like caught up in your bush too.
Yes. And then it's just like flakes of just nastiness coming out of your veg.
Somebody just threw up. Somebody listening just puked in their own.
Please call us. Please call us if you've puked just now. 757-541 cunt. Yeah. So we started talking about other like random foods, and somehow
your mom said Irish nachos,
which immediately to me sounded like it should have some sort of like it's like a euphemism. It's an Urban Dictionary definition for something.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't exactly figured out what that is.
I think I have. I've got it up.
You
in
have
my
something?
Head. Yeah. It came up with it pretty much on the spot, and I've been sitting on it for hours, waiting for the podcast. I'm literally sitting on it.
On that citrus reamer. I'm doing a little citrus reaming butt dance, so much air.
So that we decided, though, at that moment, the game would be we pick a random phrase,
mm-hmm.
you know, adjective noun combination for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other players, you know, one person picks the phrase. Everybody else has to decide what the definition of it should be if you're going to make it a dirty sexual Urban Dictionary thing. So for Irish nachos. Irish nachos are when your partner has feasted on, you know, mashed potatoes, maybe a little corned beef and cabbage, followed up with some Jameson's, you know, or maybe just a ton of green beer. So this is probably a St. Patrick's Day activity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And mid-coitus pukes all over your chest.
Okay, now, I was kind of thinking of the same thing, except it would be shit.
And I went to the scatological
like,
as well.
Splatter, and then like it's dried up. And I think I'm like on a theme today where things have to like dry up and then chip off or flake or something. So it's dried up, and then it's just like, that's the chips, the nacho chips.
Mm-hmm. So I went for the shit definition as well. I didn't get...
Is that because we're part German also?
It could be. Yeah, DNA doesn't lie.
Dude. Yeah.
But it was... I didn't get to the crusty part as quickly as you did.
No,
I like yours, but I like the dried chips.
We all agree on the traditional Irish feast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Prior, that, right? That's a given? Okay.
Potatoes had to be involved, and then your growth from that was spectacular.
And I think that's where the you know, the Rorschach test comes in. Like, do you think of vomit or do you think of shit? Do you take it all the way to the finale of the crusty?
I'm just thinking of, like, what's plausible, like, in my life.
Right. So you just guys puking on you is a regular thing.
No. I'd puke
dude
on him.
Shitting on
I'm
you.
I'm the one who pukes.
You're the puker.
I'm the puker.
Okay, and so you're the shitter.
I don't get off on it. I puke and I'm done. No,
I think I get shat upon.
Okay, so...
Now, this could be Guinness, not just Jameson's, right?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, even green beer.
Green Guinness?
I know, that's kind of green Guinness.
It's too dark.
You're not going to puke mid-coitus if, you know...
If you have enough Guinness, I can guarantee you.
Oh, yes. No, but I'm also thinking
been
like,
there, done that.
St. Patrick's Day is amateur hour, all right?
That's true.
And it's not usually people drinking Guinness
in my
on
family,
amateur
we
hour.
We call, you know, St. Patrick's Day another day of the week. I mean, it's...
Right. But I'm thinking, you know, the people who go out on St. Patrick's Day, get plastered,
yeah,
go home, have sex, and then puke on each other because... Not because they want to, but because
they're fucking wasted. That's true. If they're not Irish, they're not used to it. So
right.
If you're a puker, I'm Irish and I'm a puker, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have corned beef and potatoes on St. Patrick's Day too.
So you're speaking from life experience here with these Irish nachos.
I said what's plausible.
Yeah,
it's a plausible
in my life.
Okay,
I don't see any of my definition of the Irish nachos being in my life.
I never puked on anybody's chest.
Right.
Oh, God.
But apparently you've shat upon beds.
No,
and let them dry
I said it's not because I
might have
I
puked
want
on
that
a dick just, after I choked on it before.
I've heard about this happening. Like, I've heard about this. Like,
please clarify that you're not talking about me.
No, it wasn't you. It wasn't you.
It's all over the internet.
I saw the videos.
There's a
porn.
What's the name of the fetish where you like vomit? Like, there's a name
God
for
damn,
it.
I just learned this the other day from
it was
a
in
video.
That parody porn, and I was like, "Oh, that's what it's called," and I forgot.
I cannot remember.
And
I think because that part of the video I blocked.
File.
Well, everything's a
puke file,
oh, right? It wasn't puke file. It was like the
audio
file, or it was an
better.
Even more. But it was an even more like.
It's a very
clinical
scientific
term for vomit.
Yeah. Vomit.
Sounds complicated.
Yeah. I don't remember. That video was fucking hilarious. That was, what was it called? Like the do's and don'ts of how to get into porn
or something? Yeah, something like that. It was funny.
It was definitely
it was
like,
a good one.
Oh, God. Some of the ways that they had the cum sliding down into the girl's mouth, like through the silly straw.
Like
there are videos
hazard.
Like that, though. There are videos like that.
I've never seen anything
she's
as
got the
ridiculous
the, as that. The look on her face, though, is that look of, I've seen some shit. This is a PTSD, you know.
I wasn't sure if
and
that was
or
PTSD
may not
or being
have
turned on.
Been with somebody who said, hey, let's watch this video together. And I was like,
they were silly
like,
straws.
Want me to do this? Like,
emetophilia?
Emetophilia, that was it.
Oh,
yes,
that makes
you're
sense.
Emitting.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh. Emetophilia is the scientific term for
make that sound. That's
people who
disgusting.
Get off on vomit. Somebody's getting off on Ben's soundtrack
somebody.
Right now. Somebody.
Yeah.
It's actually really
if
disgusting.
You're that person, please call us. Like, tell
call
us why.
No, don't call us as you're puking. Please don't. God.
No.
Like, all of the discussion that we just had, that was totally fine with me. But until he started making that sound, then I'm like...
I've never been grossed out by the sounds. The thing that gets me about it... Because I I'm odor blind. I can't smell. I used to work in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Cleaning it up.
Your fat, white, trash mama giving their little ugly kid... All this junk all through the store that they haven't even paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids run around, mama, 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 I want some cereal, I want some cereal. And the kid gets over, you know, heated or whatever.
Gets all worked up.
Gets about halfway down the meat aisle and and down it goes, right? And it spews and it hits that nice, you know, tile floor.
And it just splatters even further.
And
Irish nachos everywhere.
Everywhere. And you got to clean this up. And it's the slime. That will set me off.
Oh, God.
All right. The chunky bits, I'm fine. I'm fine. All that, it's just there's a consistency on it that just the mop just can't get, and you got to work at it. You're welcome, ladies. That's why I'm not allowed on the show.
We were just talking about like drinking cum, and it was going to be fine, and then we had to go back to vomit.
Wow. Yeah.
Can just talk about drinking cum through a silly straw.
The twisty silly straw, yeah.
No, the best was when they had that little like slide, that little toy slide. They like had a Lego the slide.
Mousetrap.
Mousetrap.
That was mousetrap. Yeah,
was.
They had a mousetrap.
Like, they must have just poured like yogurt
Peter
down the slide.
Rube Goldberg of cum coming at this woman's face.
Goes around a little wheel and just... Wow, we need to stop.
I'm scared to ever be on the show again.
You should be.
Yes.
You should be. Thank you for being our token dick today.
Yes.
Thanks, Ben.
That's what I'm here for.
And thanks to Oni and James for hosting
Thank
intervention.
You, Oni and James.
Should we bleep out the name of the show just so people don't think that people like us show up here?
I mean, that's part of the fun.
Okay. We just sat in a great podcast earlier from Trek Off.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed that.
I was going to say it was almost as bad as this, but I don't think it was that bad.
Get this bad.
No, they didn't talk about shit and vomit.
I mean, they talked about rape and
mind rape. It's a metaphor.
They talked about mind rape, mind and mind rape, rape.
It's a TNG episode.
They were talking about,
you missed it. You had to be there.
Anyway,
it's crazy times.
Good. We'll tell you later. We'll tell you off air.
We'll link it from the thing or something, probably.
It was fun.
Yeah.
We.
Bye, Ben.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you bitches next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
That was good materials. Good materials.